Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have Darren Hazelwood, CEO of Panther Metals PLC, which focuses on the natural resources sector in Australia, North America and Canada. Afternoon, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Rob. Thank you for the invite.
Good to hear it. For those investors not familiar with Panther Metals, can you give us an overview of the company?
Yes, definitely. We're an exploration business, primarily looking at gold structures. We refinanced to the tune of $300,000 a tired palm olive vehicle on the next exchange about a year ago. We're focused on building an extremely strong board to position the business right at the heart of the industry with a target focus on North America and Australia, as you've already said.
It seems like a news-rich period for Panther Metals with today's announcement on the acquisition of additional ground surrounding former Little Bear Mine next to your Big Bear project. How fundamental is this transaction to the business?
Look, Rob, we're delighted to be able to secure this land. We've been trying to get hold of it since we visited the site last October, November time. Ironically, the market rules caused us a few issues trying to secure the claims. The results we announced in February were rightly extremely well received, but they didn't go unnoticed by the vendor. But he's a great guy, and over time we've managed to conclude a deal. It's a well-known system we're operating on. It runs east to west or west to east across southern Canada. Our geos identified on our land faults running north to south, right into our existing property that also cover the claims that we've announced the purchase of today. And we know from historic results they're gold bearing. Nobody's managed to combine these claims ever. And to achieve it is now a really exciting time for us. It's a largely unexplored zone, despite the existence of two known mines in our area. Nobody's ever done anything much more than surface and just below surface works. And a combination of our very high surface results we got, including the two samples over 100 grams a ton, and all combined with the historically reported one ton sample from the 1930s of 1,419 grams a ton from the Little Bear Mine, our claims now totally surround that. And it's all adding up to a very intriguing opportunity. I'd urge people to review today's announcement in tandem with our results from Feb. Hopefully this will help people's understanding as to why we're so excited by the property. Right, it's really is now time for us to look at getting boots on the ground and really start to understand exactly what's going on here.
Okay, so it sounds like it was a good strategic decision then. Earlier in the week, you updated the market with an initial license application in Australia for Panther. Do you think you can give us more of an overview on that strategy for Australia?
So we took a rather unconventional approach to our entry into the Australian exploration space by taking over a private company. But look, from a shareholder's perspective, it meant we could hit the ground running. And if you review our RNS released on Monday, you'll see that the approach is already showing benefits. The Maracai project has confirmed gold-bearing systems. It's currently known that it's shallow mineralization, and it's had results up to 9.3 grams a ton. And to be quite honest, amazingly, it says reports of over 500 ounces of gold nuggets have been sourced directly from this area. But at this point, it's a license application. And once converted, I can't wait to come back and discuss the area more.
Okay. And the final question I'm going to ask is, how are you finding the next exchange working for you?
Hey, look, the next exchange people are absolutely fantastic. I couldn't recommend them more highly. They're helpful, they're proactive, and they're really engaging. As a board at Panther, we do recognise that we need liquidity. It's a key component of building any exploration-focused business. And we will do what's required to support the business and our shareholders in creating value for everyone.
Okay, it's been good getting your time, Darren, and having an update of how things are progressing. And I'm sure we'll hear from you in the future.
Definitely, definitely. I look forward to coming back and sharing the story and keeping people well informed as the journey progresses, because this journey is really starting to take off now, and there's a lot of people, rightly so, very excited by this. Cheers, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.